This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 21 past 7, heading for a top of 14 degrees in town. Time for round two of Mental Giants. You two Mental Giants ready?
I'm feeling fiery.
I'm feeling average.
I apologise to everyone because I had a lavender tablet last night because I was struggling getting to sleep. And I always have one in the morning.
Ooh.
And I feel like I might
be experiencing... They're great, but it's like they're really good. They're really good, but it's like hillbilly heroin.
Right, so you've OD'd on a lavender tablet.
Can I just tell, it's like lavender oil. It's like nothing, but I really am struggling to talk.
That's okay.
All right.
Do you think she's thrown out a disclaimer there?
Yeah, totally.
Like,
yes.
This is my... look, sorry, I can't get
anything
right.
She still beats me.
You basically accosted me because you're like, your
right.
Brain's
settle
not
down
in
now.
Here.
I've got more questions to ask. Okay, you ready? Twilight was the both a book and a movie, with the main character Bal Swan being pulled into two different love directions with Edward Cullen. And was it A, Jasper Hale, B, Jacob Black, C, Billy Black, or D, Dr. Cullen?
Jacob.
Billy Black. Never heard of it.
Twilight was the most boring.
Never seen it.
What is celebrated on December 26th? Is it the day after Christmas, Harvest Day, Boxing Day?
Boxing Day.
Or
Boxing Day.
National Dog Day?
That's where we all go to Chadston and we fight over cheap things at the shops.
All right. What is
Not
the,
this year.
Not this year.
What is the name of the second American astronaut to step foot on the moon? Was it Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, Alan Bean, or James Irwin?
Buzz.
Remember that game at school?
Yeah, Buzz.
Buzz.
And Snap. How many eyes does a spider have? Was it 8, 9, 10, or 2?
8.
8.
Wow. Okay, final question this morning. What is the book of the Old Testament in the Bible? Is it Matthew, Proverbs, Genesis, or Exodus? Exodus.
I think it's Genesis.
Persephone?
Great call.
Sorry, can you... D. What's D?
D is Exodus.
Great.
Okay, back in a moment. Well, you're going to be really surprised with this. Back in a moment with the answers and responses and winner.
Are we getting the answers this week?
No, sorry. Oh. You're not getting... No, you're just getting...
I got really excited. You're not getting... We can finally learn something.
You're enjoying 94.9. Time to find out all the gossip, what's happening with this year's AFL Grand Final. Joining me now in the Joy studio is the MCG. MCG, good morning.
Oh, morning, Merv. How are you, champ?
Well, it would seem a lot better than you, MCG. Tell us what's been happening.
Oh, it's devastating, Dino. As you know, last week the AFL's Gillon McLachlan announced that the Grand Final will now be played in my ugly sister, the Gabba. Can you believe it?
Well, it was a bit of a shock to everyone.
A shock! A shock! It's almost sacrilegious. For almost 118 years, thousands of strapping young men have entered me to play the biggest game of their lives, the biggest game in the nation. And now, embarrassingly, they will only get to sweat it out inside my poor, tired old sister in Bris Vegas. It's just not fair.
But it's better than having no grand final at all, don't you think?
Oh, Dean, you don't get it. When they play in me, it's like riding a Mercedes with the sunroof down and the wind stroking their young, virile hair. And with Gabby, it's like riding a beige Corona with a busted muffler. There's just no comparison, mate.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and to make it worse, Dino, only 30,000 Queenslanders will be able to attend the game, who barely know what's going on, cheering for teams and players they don't really know, while drinking 4X beer and taking leaks behind dumpsters because no doubt Gabby's pipes will be clogged up. It's just appalling. This bloody Rona has ruined everything.
CG, I hope you recover from this and we thank you for your time this morning.
And we all thought that Meatloaf playing in me was the worst thing that could happen to footy. Good God. No one saw this coming.
He's a springboard diver. And she can almost touch her toes. Join Breakfast with the Murphys. 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. weekdays.
Hang in there, Victoria.
Enjoy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning at 14 minutes to 8, heading for top of 14 degrees today. We're talking about if this, you know, if you could turn back time, the last hour that you lost yesterday, and it was the last hour ever on Earth, what would you do?
What would you do with your time? Adriana said I'd go for a roller skate.
I'd go with her. I'd love that.
Yep, that's good. Fiona said I'd probably cry because I'm not good under pressure. And Thomas said sleep with my partner more than once. Ha ha, wink, wink.
Oh, so now
you're just showing off.
Showing off. We also had this one from Paul. It said, I'd watch Dan Andrews' press conference and the last question would come from Alex and then the world would end.
Oh, what a terrible way to go out.
Keep them coming through. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au.
And just on that, I started watching that yesterday. Honestly, and then Rachel piped up. Oh, Rachel's the other one.
Rachel and Alex. Oh. Wouldn't they be good at a dinner party?
Now, Tim, there's a thing called a press conference that happens every day that Dan Andrews is now on about 100 and, I don't know, I'm going to Google it, how many he's done in a row. Oh. And there's these idiots that call themselves journalists that just ask inane questions over and over again.
Yeah, it's quite fun to watch.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. It's like become sport.
Oh.
So the last hour on Earth, guys, if it was, you know, obviously you can get back that hour, but then it was the last hour. What would you do with it? 0427JOY949. honourajoy.org.au. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys at 9 minutes to 8, heading for top of 14 degrees in town today. And did you know that NASA, you know NASA?
When you say, did you know that NASA, I'm going to say no straight away anyway.
NASA is...
I don't sit around watching things about NASA.
NASA is about to launch a new zero-gravity toilet for testing at the International Space Station, which is, you know, huge,
in
big.
Space.
But this toilet cost $23 million.
Oh, well, everything to do with all that stuff.
Which apparently sucks waste from the body and will be sent to the station on a cargo ship. Now, $23 million, that's... Mind you, if you're in space...
It uses airflow to pull your
bits.
Your bits away. Well, you're not your bits.
Yeah.
The stuff from your body and your into waste. Proper receptacles. Yeah.
Well, it probably makes sense. I mean, look, it's a lot of money to spend, but if, you know, you're laying cable for the information superhighway.
Oh, God.
You don't want your local log to be floating by, do you? You want it really, really sucked away from your body.
I'm not sure.
Don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I love some toilet humour.
I'm just thinking this would be great in my house. Because then I can just... Like the front door.
What, so you can just sit on the couch?
Yeah.
You don't have to move.
Because the front door's near the couch. I can almost open the door to the delivery person with the food.
And it's then, a stick. And that's what you need.
Then I can just push a button and then just suck everything out of me.
What's happening now? Are you just sitting there?
Oh, well, don't waste my time.
That's like Sunday. Such a visual.
No, currently.
Adam Murphy just going, oh, I can't be bothered.
No,
I can get you to dispense.
Currently, I actually use my steps to go to the toilet. What I'm saying is I wouldn't have to.
Join us
this
morning.
That's not okay. I apologise to everyone.
A bit of breakfast talk for you. Oh. 8 minutes to 8.
Very handy, though, wouldn't it be?
Very.
The animals would be interested in that. What's Mummy doing now?
Can I have a go?
We're talking this morning about if you went on a first date, what would be the thing that person did that would make you run for the hills?
And I feel like we could build our perfect person by avoiding all of these things, couldn't we?
Yes,
because this one from Geordie's has come through and gone, getting too handsy way too fast.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying.
No, you do not.
Well, mind you, we've all been in COVID for a long, long time. Handsy, handsy.
No, well, I think we're all going to be petrified to touch anything or anyone.
Could be gloves.
You're going to have to wear a whole PVC suit.
Yes.
You can get some lessons off Lyle.
Yes.
Now,
thank you.
This one's come through from Angela Elson
North
saying continuous sniffing.
Oh, yeah. Don't go on a date if you've got the sniffs.
No.
Or take some Telfast.
Well, no, because we'd all be paranoid about COVID now too, wouldn't we?
No, here's another one.
A guy told me he had a vasectomy on the first date, so I didn't have to worry about getting preggo. It was a lunch date.
Preggo.
Fortunately, so I lied. I had to be somewhere straight after. I ran for the hills.
Thank you for that.
Nice one. Yeah, first, what?
You know, I had a lunch date. First date.
Calm down, mate.
I had a first date at someone's house, right? And so we had a drink. And I was sitting on the couch and everything was going quite well. until all of a sudden, randomly, he just got up and whacked this track on. And then started shimmying at me.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh.
I was like...
Something out of, like, High School the Musical.
Yeah, I thought there was, like, going to be TV cameras and stuff just pop out. And, oh, it was weird.
The longer this song goes, the funnier the story gets.
Just me sitting on the couch going, wow. He just kept going. Shimmy.
Mood kill.
Yeah. He wasn't even a dancer. He didn't have any moves. Keep it coming through. 0427JOY949. What is the one thing?
And you know, I'm worrying now because everyone's been locked down doing TikTok, so everyone's going to feel like they're Jason Derulo.
Yes.
You're not.
Keep them coming through. What would be the one thing that would make you run for the hills on the first date? 0427JOY949, otherajoy.org.au.
Pets Playground with the Murphys.
It's like Pets Playground in here this morning with little Bazzy.
And we've got our little resident poodle in the house, Bazzy.
So cute.
Very cute, but we move now.
I think you just nipped my toes.
To UK.
We are going over to the UK. British Zoo said five parrots were removed from public display after the birds spent their time in quarantine together teaching each other how to shout profanities.
So this is me if I was a bird.
Yeah, oh,
with
absolutely.
My friend, because they were from five different owners.
Yeah.
And
their names are Eric, Jade, Elsie, Tyson and Billy.
Why don't you call a parrot?
Why wouldn't you?
Tyson and Billy.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Elsie and Jade.
And they came from five different from owners, but they spent a week in quarantine together and they taught each other their bad language. Or one of them apparently
taught everyone how to swear.
Yeah.
And this is me as a parrot, I'm telling you right now. And the chief executive said, it just went ballistic. They're all swearing and screaming. We were worried about the children.
Well, we were all worried about the children. As you would be.
I
but
think
the
this
kiddies
is why I don't get
funny.
Asked to babysit.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a sweary Mary.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just,
no.
I think people are just like, oh,
yeah, you're quite crass.
Well, I think you just took the tone down. I don't know. I prefer street talk.
Street talk Barbie. That's it.
No, I don't know. I don't think you need to say crass. Crass is awful.
It's the same thing.
Crass is like intent and like you're trying to be awful. I just like to punctuate my sentences with a lot of flourish.
Flourish?
Yes. That's
what
I like to do.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yes.
We had a message through here from John, actually.
We had a message through from John. Oh, this is because we were talking about the football. Why bring me back there? Why? Why drag me back?
We
I've
had
just
to.
Moved on. He said, can we just listen to Jimmy Barnes scream for the entire match rather than watch it?
Oh, that might be a nice idea. Imagine if it was just this. For the whole of the grand final.
Why didn't they get Jimmy Barnes to sing at the AFL grand final?
I don't know.
This
would have been great.
I feel better. Does everyone else?
Certainly do. If you'd rather do anything else, if you'd rather blank than watch the grand final of the Gabba, let us know. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning at 7 minutes to 8, heading for top of 17 degrees in town. And you two.
Yes.
There was a cute little story I read yesterday. Now, I think we actually talked about it a couple of years back. He turned 100, old Alfred Blaschke. And did a skydiving jump. Well, he's back. He's turned 103. He said he'd be back, 103, and he's done it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Cute as a button.
I love him. That's the last thing I would think of doing at that age. Or ever.
Or absolutely ever. But Liz Hayes actually did an interview with Alfred. Here it is.
I'm Liz Hayes, and tonight on 60 Minutes, we interview 103-year-old Alfred Blaschke, who on his birthday jumped out of a plane at 14,000 feet, making him the oldest tandem jumper in the world. Alfred, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Well, thanks, Lizzie. Sometimes I feel like I've only got 60 minutes left.
Alfred, how are you feeling before you jumped out of the plane?
Oh, well, Lizzie, I might have weed a little in my skydiving suit.
Oh, from the nerves?
No, weak bladder, Lizzie. It happens all the time. And for a moment, I got confused and I thought I was surfing in Hawaii. And I decided for old time's sake, I'd just wee a little in my wetsuit.
And how were you feeling as you were free-falling?
Oh, well, I must say I was a little scared as I threw up my mashed peas from lunch and lost my bloody dentures halfway down.
So why did you decide to do the jump at your age?
Oh, it wasn't my idea. My grandson brought me the jump. Personally, I think they're trying to bump me off. I'm worth millions.
But you don't seem upset by that.
No, because they're not getting a cent.
Well, who is then?
Oh, well, it's Don, my skydiving instructor and tandem jumper.
Why would you leave it to Don?
Oh, well, I've never been so close to a male since I was strapped to Don. Kind of felt good. That and he's saved me from wearing my feet into my chin twice now. I'm still alive, thanks to Don.
Alfred, thank you for your time on 60 Minutes.
Oh, there goes my bladder again on your nice Channel 9 studio chairs.
Princess Kate, Melania Trump, Harry and Meghan, and even the bananas in pyjamas. This dynamic duo gets all the big interviews. Well, sort of. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
We've got more emojis coming through.
We do.
This one came through from No Name. It said the eye roll emoji.
It's suitable for every message
now,
ever.
I thought the eye roll just meant like you had conjunctivitis.
You know. Yeah, because they're going to sit there in tech heaven creating cute little things that people can push on their phones. I know what we need. We need someone with conjunctivitis.
And someone sent this one through too, smiling rosy cheeks.
Yeah, smiling rosy cheeks.
Now, I just thought that meant you had drunk too much rosé and lost lost all your money on the pokies.
Wow.
Glazing over.
Now you're making a point. There's another one. The face with open eyes and no mouth is my favourite, but I had eye roll mostly.
That's for perverts. Yeah.
The eye roll?
Yeah, no, just the eyes open. Wide, no mouth. Anyway.
I don't know how you're making... Through... You could make Christmas weird and
Andy from
crude.
St Kilda said he likes the devil mask with the penis nose.
Oh, yeah,
of course
yeah.
you do, Andy.
Yeah. Oh. That's a good one.
That's
what
a good one.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Keep them coming through.
Do you know I used my first eggplant one the other day?
Oh, Mum used an eggplant. She did. Dorothy Faye used
well,
an
she
eggplant
was probably
in a
trying to cook.
She was, yeah.
Setting
she
was probably actually just using eggplant in a dish.
Keep them coming through. Tell us what your favourite emoji is. 0427JOY949.
Thanks, Jason Derulo.
.org.au. Up next, we have Last Man Standing.
Man standing.
That's right.
Just feeling really confident this morning.
Which never goes well for you.
I feel like I could take this out. Tim, tell us how it works.
All righty then. I'm about to throw out a topic to the two of you. It's going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until somebody...
It's so dramatic and then that happens. It's like...
yes it is.
Somebody swings and misses and splats on their face or maybe falls off their scooter.
Okay.
Let it roll. So,
should we take fighting words.
Should we take a look at the scoreboard?
Yes please.
Oh, well, you'll be very pleased to know. Anna, you're on 14 points. Dean, you're on 9.
Oof.
So she's right out there in front.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? I can claw this back, though.
Oh, you can
easy
try.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Mm.
He was a skater boy. She said to a little
Don't try
boy.
And put me off by making me think about how cool. awkward I'm going to be on a scooter. Stop it. Cheating.
All okay. right. Now, last week, Anna, you were the winner.
Yes.
So, therefore, you will be going first today.
Yay.
Yep.
Today's topic, are we ready?
Yep.
Do you need the music down?
Yeah, I do. Actually, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I need it up.
No, well, I need it down.
Oh, well, hang can on we have it halfway?
Yeah.
Great.
You're so petulant.
Anna, you're kicking off first. Good luck, everybody.
Yes, okay.
Words that rhyme with rain.
Pain.
Stain.
Migraine.
Drain.
Lane.
Frame. It rhymes. Frame.
I like frame. How you even frame. Question mark frame. After the FR. Oh, FR question mark. Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
And as always, I'd like to thank myself.
And won't we hear about it all day long?
Joysters, help me. Like,
this
surely
is a great,
rain,
this is a...
frame, it
no,
rhymes.
No, you said
frame. No, I said frame.
No, he
you
said frame.
I did.
Yeah,
it did was you want to go back? Let's get the tapes back.
But frame doesn't rhyme with rain.
Frame. Rain. I don't care. I don't care. I hate you both.
Very
17 degrees we're heading for today. A little bit of rain around the track, so not too bad. Better than yesterday.
Yep.
I couldn't use my scooter.
Oh, shame.
I bought a scooter. No, I didn't buy one. I had a mate of mine. I've got this.
Oh, that's what I can smell. It's midlife crisis.
Yes, the rekindling of your youth.
Oh, and I can also smell an injury coming along. Yeah.
A large hospital bill.
Oh, yeah, Matthew.
Yep. A big shout out to my mates.
Some rehabilitation. Yes.
I didn't buy it, actually. I didn't have any intention of getting one, but they want me part of the squad. So,
God, a scooter squad.
Scooter squad. And so.
Do you have knee pads and elbow pads?
I'll be in a sumo suit if I need to. I don't care. Yeah, look, I'm a springboard diver. I've got this. I can do this.
Yeah, so when you exit, you'll double turn in a pike position as you get thrown from the scooter.
Yeah, I'll give you the updates on that, how it goes. I've got my first scooter ride in public. Coming up this afternoon.
No, you don't if you don't have a helmet.
Oh, I'm going to go buy a helmet.
Is not Bali, mate.
it's not Bali.
No, it's not.
Is it an electric scooter or a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Excellent. Yeah, we've seen it. It's
which my mates tweaked, so it goes a little faster than
just
is required.
What you need. Yeah.
Can't you just see Dean being catapulted in through a fence?
Yeah.
I can see it.
It's through a window of a fish and chip shop or something,
I think it's great. Like, when we moved to St Kilda, Joy moves in December, it's right down the end of, literally, I've got one road to go. I can scoot to
I'm not picking you up anymore.
No. Why would you?
It's downhill.
Why would I want to go with you? I can scoot through Macca's.
You are not allowed through
one hand.
You're not allowed.
Chucky in the other.
Rad. Actually, don't mind that one.
Yeah, I don't mind that one.
You were rad. Yeah, I don't actually mind that. I don't think that's.
And now, in number one place for Bogan Baby Nuns for 2020.
Up.
Here we go.
It's Tiger. But can I please spell it for
yes,
you? Please.
Can
let
you?
Me. Let me. Let
yeah,
me.
Go for it.
T Y G R R R. Tiger.
Oh, well done, people. You've done really well with the names.
You really haven't.
Do you know who actually used to have on this show? It was another radio station. Remember Richard Mercer, the love god?
Yes.
From years ago?
Yes.
He would often
speak to
have lots of bogans on with interesting names.
Love Songs and Dedications with Richard Mercer. Who's on the line?
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Bacardi Rumford from Springvale.
Oh, hi, Bacardi. Great name. What's the story behind that?
Well, Mum says the night I was conceived in the back of a Holden Sandman panel van, that just at the moment of climax, Mum threw up Bacardi Rum on me dad. It was her 17th birthday party, apparently huge.
Great story, Bacardi. One you should be proud to tell your children and grandchildren when you turn 29. So who would you like to dedicate a song to tonight?
Oh, I'd like to dedicate a song to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, if that's okay.
Why them, Bacardi?
Well, all my mates say that me and me hubby Harley, with a double L and double I, are just like the two of them.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, Harley and Harry both start with the letter H, and, well, Harry's a ranger, and Harley did work experience for a week at the zoo. Also, Harry was busted with his pants down in Vegas, and I busted Harley with a two-bob hooker on our wedding night just after we got married by an aging Elvis in Vegas.
Oh, dear. And what about you and Megan? What's the connection there?
Well, Megan's a powerful actress from Hollywood, and I'm a great actress at Centrelink each fortnight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and Megan has a bit of African-American in her. Much like my visit to Cancun in 2012.
So what song can we play for them tonight, Bacardi?
Richard, what about My Love Burns for You Like an STI from Metallica?
Thanks, Bacardi. That sounds like you and Harley might need a trip to your local doctor. For now, here's your song on Love Songs and Dedications.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. It's your one-stop shop for fun and entertainment. It's your one-stop shop for fun and entertainment.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.